How do you start a church or a ministry in America? It's become more complex.
Solid legal advice. It's tough to come by, but you'll find a helpful perspective in today's edition of The Legal Alert from the Christian Law Association.
Our attorneys at the Christian Law Association receive this question all the time from new pastors and people who are understandably lost in the legalities involved in starting a new ministry or church. If you are one of those people, here are a few questions for you to focus on as you prepare to get started. Do you want your church to be incorporated or unincorporated? Do you understand your state's tax exemption laws? Do you know how to get what's called an EIN, an employer identification number? Do you know what should always go in your bylaws and what should never go in your bylaws? If you are confused by any of these questions, please contact our offices and ask for our free resource aptly called How to Start a Church or Ministry. We'd be happy to share it with you. Other lawyers can give you good counsel on this. Be sure that you know the law before you start the ministry.
Our free newsletter addresses lots of issues like the ones we've been discussing today. It's an invaluable tool. Why not sign up for it now at christianlaw.org, christianlaw.org.
And we're about 8 minutes after 12 noon on our Tuesday in Swap Shop just around the corner with myself and Brother Roger Walton. And we've got snow, the potential of it coming in here on Thursday night, Friday morning, and we'll talk about that. And kind of looks like a pattern that we may be in now, and we might see some additional winter type weather on Monday. But we're watching it, and it's really too early to tell, but we can give you what we know, and we'll follow it along the way. Hope you can stay with us for Swap Shop. Also, if you have an item for us today, give us a call. We'll get that on for you, 828-884-9427. You're also welcome to send it to us via email, which is wgcr@icloud.com, or you can use our website. You can find us there at wgcr.net. Taking us to Swap Shop time today, a new song from the Mile and the Hayes family. A song entitled Overwhelming.
You told me in your word how you are working all things for the good of those who will only be. I need to hear it again, that you are good and you are holy, working all things for your glory. Sometimes I can't even comprehend how you are moving and you're working. My
sometimes I can't even comprehend. This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name.
Albert B. Simpson is the writer of this song. As a hymn writer, it was said that his songs were hard to sing and not well written. Such was the case of A.W. Tozier. Tozier said that they were very difficult, yet Tozier also stated that he found himself singing his songs because of their great meaning. This song comes from Hebrews 13:8, where the Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. From that he wrote, yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus, never. Glory to his name.
Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, we want to welcome you to, it's going to be a busy swap shop. I kind of have that feeling. You know, sometimes you got lots of things running on in your brain, and then other days it's just squirrels up there having a party. But there's actually some thoughts running around there today. Squirrels have taken a break. But I'm Christy.
One of the worst things anybody can do is open the door for me.
you didn't take it. I was just saying, okay. But I'm Christy Johnson.
Roger Walton.
And it's a joy to have you join us today. And Brother Roger, real quick, I want to ask you a question. It's traffic related, so I'll give you a little bit of a heads up on that one. I was seeing on my map an issue in Malfunction Junction are coming out, but it looks like it's cleared up now.
It has.
Okay.
And one of the interesting things when I was doing the news, one of the major reasons for the backup there yesterday in Henderson County, there was a multi-county chase.
Oh, wow.
And it started in Mars Hill.
Oh, my.
And when they crossed into Henderson County, they had stop sticks. And even though it did blow the tires, the person kept going at about 100 miles an hour before they pinned him into the side there and took it. So, sometimes we assume it's construction, but.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Well, I'm glad they caught him, and I don't think anybody was hurt severely.
100 miles an hour for any reason.
Yeah, to think of doing that just for any reason, but doing it on your rims, where you basically have very little control. But, well, I'm glad that turned out to, you know, the way it did, and again, no one was seriously injured. So, looks better. It was looking pretty nasty a few minutes ago, but maybe it was just took a little while for my map to catch up. The other thing, why don't we go ahead and where you were talking about some Southern Gospel news that you had heard, and so I'll let you kind of share that with folks, and then we will talk about weather.
Both in November, by the way, Henry Slaughter passed away of complications to COVID-19. Now, old timers will probably remember Henry and Hazel Slaughter.
Yep, I was going to say, does that go with Hazel?
He had his own how to play the piano course, the Henry Slaughter course. It's interesting, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Bill Gaither was talking with him and was kind of talking about how he was a unique. And many people in Southern Gospel will tell you that Henry Slaughter, in fact, Phil Collingsworth was one that said this, that he was one of those that is just a unique to himself,
mm-hmm.
just totally different. Some people are a composite of, Henry Slaughter told Bill, he said, no. He said, you know, I just always wanted to do something for the Lord. So, you know, I played in the band. I wrote a few songs. I sang in the choir. And Bill Gaither said, hey, let's write a song about that. And the Booth Brothers recorded it. And I love it. And they had that beautiful harmony. I played in the band. I sang in the choir, wrote a few songs. Every once in a while, I started a fire. But it talks about sometimes people want to be the big dog and lead all the other dogs along. But that wasn't him.
Mm-mm.
That wasn't him. And he and his wife had beautiful harmony.
Yeah.
Beautiful harmony.
Yeah, they're the classic. When you think of Henry and Hazel Slaughter, that's the old school, if you can call it that, and that's a compliment.
It is. It's that old-timey, rich alto that blends so perfectly with the lead. And he had a unique way of playing the piano that was different. And so it's sad to hear about that, because the old-timers got it.
Yeah.
And some of the new timers get it,
mm-hmm.
but not many.
Yeah, I agree.
And then the other one, he was not only a singer and a good one,
mm-hmm.
and a songwriter and a good one, but he was a comedian and a good one.
Yes.
And he traveled, I'll never forget. He said, I traveled for years with the Happy Goodman family. He said, I was the only one that could fit in my bunk.
And they had such a good relationship. You're talking about Aaron Wilburn.
Aaron Wilburn. And by the way, he's written some beautiful songs like What a Beautiful Day for the Lord to Come Again.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote 4 Days Late, the one that Karen Peck and New River did.
Yeah.
But he died at the age of 70, also in November, for complications of COVID-19. One of the things about Aaron is my memory of him doing the fur coat song.
And that's where I think that Brother Pitt, what Brother Pitt during Charathon every now would do that song. And of course, it's all in good fun, but he had a great relationship with the Happy Goodmans. So he was not being disrespectful to them at all when he did his comedy with them, but he traveled with them. He was just like a family member. And I had read where he had passed away. I read where he was fighting COVID for folks to pray for him. Yep. And so too, in the gospel music realm, passing away recently.
And speaking of the Happy Goodmans, one of the new new Friday night concerts coming up in, I don't know, February, March, is called Goodman Revival. It is Rusty Goodman's daughter, Tanya Goodman Sykes, mm-hmm. her husband Michael, and Johnny Minnick. Now, if you're a fan and you have followed the latter end before the Vestal and Howard died, mm-hmm. there was a threesome that sang. Mm-hmm. That's Johnny Minnick, and many people have commented he's not a blood related, but he should be because he sounds just like him.
Yeah, he fit in there just like a glove. He really did.
So he and Tanya and her husband do that Goodman Revival, and you're going to hear some of the old songs, including Tanya singing her dad's classic, Who Am I?
Oh, I love that song. Yeah, and I love her voice. She can sing. She's a talented lady.
She's got one of those rich alto voices. But she can also go up a little bit and sing. And also she talks about a song that her dad wrote where going to heaven, one of his, I can't remember the name of, but we would all go, oh yeah, I know that song. Mm-hmm. And she said, I just couldn't wrap my head around it because I was young and wasn't looking to go. But she said, it didn't take me long as people that I love started leaving to say, hey, I get this song. So I hope you enjoy that. And another one that's coming, I found a really interesting, it's called Camp Meeting Live. Ooh. Now, what it is, the person went and got groups that we love with songs we love from different time periods in the past at camp meetings and put it all together in one.
Oh.
And so one of them is going to be the Ladies and Gentlemen in this
Champion
Corner.
Champion of Love.
Champion of Love is the Cathedral's doing that. Mm. And so that's another one. And then one, and Miss Christie, when I was doing it, I have to go through. Some of these are like 2 hours long and I have to cut them back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I cut? And I was going through. I wanted to do something really unique, and I think you'll enjoy it. Gerald Wolfe does the hymn sings.
Yes.
And in those, he leads the congregation out of the Redback while the Southern Gospel groups on the stage sing. Well, I got one, and I don't remember the song right now because I did it 2 weeks ago. I just remember I had to stop and wipe tears and say, thank you, Lord. That is ministering to me. And that entire hymn sing really ministered to me. So that's going to be kind of a different live concert. But there are some new ones. And we already had one, the first, right out of the box, January 1st. And that was Charlotte New Year's Eve way back in the 90s that featured Anthony Berger.
Oh, my.
And the Happy Goodmans.
Yeah.
Jake Hess, people who got home to be with the Lord. So
I'm looking forward to them, Brother Roger. I really am. And I appreciate all the work you put into it. And excited about what's to come. And I don't know that I'm super excited about what the weather may bring us.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll talk about that because been kind of watching it. And
it's getting more and more likely. Let's just say that.
The chances, yes.
Here's the thing that bothers me is I'll watch a model run. It'll show all snow.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next time I go and look at it, it'll show a mix. And it can't make up its mind. It keeps going back and forth.
Well, one thing that's helping me jump off on the snow side of this fence that I've been riding is I just saw on the Weather Channel the forecast for Dallas. And you may kind of chuckle about that.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
But our weather here comes, if you'll watch what happens in Dallas, Texas, it's been pretty accurate through the years because we lived in Dallas for about 6 years. And my parents, we would watch it. What we were getting a couple of days, about 2 to 3 days later, it would happen here. So Dallas is getting some snow in their forecast. So what we're talking about, Brother Roger, right now, just kind of hit this one, in the higher elevations of, say, Mitchell, Madison, those counties, there's a little bit of frozen precipitation falling right now. Now, that was in the forecast for the higher elevations, 3,500 and above,
right,
if not 5,000 and above, 5,000 feet and above. But what we're talking about now as we go into Thursday, the timing is kind of odd. Some say Thursday evening, some say Thursday night, others will say Friday morning, even into Friday night. But it's that time capsule that we're looking at.
I'm looking at Friday, Brevard.
Okay.
A model run, 95% 80% chance of precipitation as snow, and that is at 10 p.m. Thursday night.
Okay, so Thursday night at 10 p.m. Now, we've looked, and Brother Roger watches all kinds of models. We read after a meteorologist, Alan Huffman, and I don't know if he got his 12 noon update put up yet, Brother Roger. I was reading about 11:15, and he was talking about what he was thinking. Now, we will premise everything with forecasting snow in our area is a very difficult thing because so many factors play into it. You've got the timing of the cold air, the timing of the moisture, ground temperatures, etc. So you got mountains that can kind of shear things apart and break it up. So we're watching. But right now, it's anywhere from a 70 to an 85 to 90% based on who you read after chance that we're going to get some winter weather.
Yep. Alan Huffman has not updated, but what he does say 3 hours ago is it's too narrow right now, but he said, watch this one.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I just, while I'm here looking at these models and run, if we don't get it, we have another shot going into Monday.
And one thing that Alan Huffman, and again, that's a meteorologist that we have found to be quite accurate. Something I read from him is he said, we're in a pattern and there will be future opportunities. I don't know if that's his exact wording, but future opportunities. And so here's how my take on it. Timothy and Jira Owens' children are to blame for this. They're in and they pray for snow. So for the Owen children, will you please add Christy Johnson to your prayer list? Because theirs are getting through. Every time they come home, it does snow. And we kind of laugh about it, but they do pray for snow. But here's what National Weather Service is saying, not giving any totals, just a 70% chance of snow. The Weather Channel is saying that Thursday we can get 3 to 5 inches and Friday 1 to 3 inches, which would be a max of this one of about 8 inches. WLOS, Jason Boyer, I do follow Jason a lot, and his is right in the 3 to 5, maybe more in the higher areas, 3 to 5 inches. Weatherbug is giving no totals, but their wording is heavy snow accumulation possible. So there's the few that we're following.
And I will go and say that Channel 21 in the upstate, they were actually showing going down into the mountains of Greenville and Spartanburg, Pickens, and Oconee County.
Yeah, I pulled from them as well, and they said that northern sections of the upstate could see some north of I-85. Along areas south of I-85 will mainly see rain. And but their totals for the mountains here would be 2 to 4 inches. That's what they were saying. But we're still quite a ways out on this, Brother Roger. So it's hard. And I know the timing and everybody wants to know for planning. Thursday morning, you should be fine. Unless something changes between now and tomorrow.
Yeah, unless the track speeds up.
Yeah. So as the storm is moving now, at the current path and the speed, Thursday will be fine. But as we go into Thursday evening, that's where everybody kind of starts to split off as to when it will start. I would say that tomorrow by this time, they'd have a much better insight onto when it's going to hit and what it's going to be.
And I will have my eye on it.
Yep, Brother Roger will be watching. And also we are watching as well for the governor to speak.
Tomorrow.
Okay. He's tomorrow. Speaking tomorrow.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, that's something else that we will air that one live. And is it 2?
He has not given a time. It just says the next one will be tomorrow, time to be given.
Okay. Do you know something we've noticed, and we'll see if it holds true? And Grace is the one who noticed this. She was telling me, she said, usually if it's on Tuesday or Thursday, it's more of an update. When he speaks on Wednesdays, he usually has a new mandate and it goes into effect on Friday afternoon. We'll see.
That I have seen that.
Yeah.
He wants, and I know his reasoning, to give people time to gear up for it.
And please don't take it that I'm saying he's going to give us a mandate tomorrow. It's just, if we're going on the track record of how these have played out, we've seen mandates mainly given on, or announcements of mandates given on Wednesdays. So we'll see, and we will be carrying that live, and Brother Roger will be monitoring it. And I will not be in tomorrow. I've got several things, doctor's appointments and things I have to take care of, but Brother Jones will be here. So the gentleman will take real good care of you and make sure with the snow you're updated, and with the governor as well. Well, Brother Roger, we've got stimulus checks. Payments have gone in, and I did have one bit of information that folks might find useful. Actually, two different things about stimulus. One, if you go on and you actually wait on the IRS website of get my payment or where's my status, where's my stimulus, it may take you, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, because I tested it last night, and it took me about 15 minutes for it to actually let me in. And it will give you the bank account that it went into. It'll show the first stimulus, what account number it went into, and then the second stimulus that we just got, where it goes into. If you go on there and yours has a different account number for the second stimulus, and this happened to my kids, all three of them, Joanna and her family and Corey and Eden, first time it went straight in, second time it's a different account number. Doing some research, because they're going, what happened to it? If you had a tax preparation done through, like, say, H&R Block or another company, and they set up an account for you, like maybe you wanted the payment for doing your taxes to be taken out of your refund, you know, that came to them. Well, apparently, the mistake was made from the IRS, and they sent those stimulus checks to the tax preparation companies.
Uh-oh.
And so what, and I can only speak of like H&R Block with what my family's done. H&R Block has said they are aware that the money came to them in error, and that they will, and they have, you know, your correct account number, hopefully, and they will be sending that to your bank. So if you've got two different account numbers, and you're like, what in the world, because you haven't changed anything, that could be what the issue is. But you can go on to your paperwork that you filed with the tax preparation company, and you can see what that account number is. And in all three of our cases, it matched what the IRS sent. So that's where the money went. Another thing with stimulus money. If you had a baby in 2020, no matter when, between January and December, the IRS says you are eligible for both stimulus child tax credits, even if your baby was born December 31st.
Oh, so, well, yeah. How about that?
Yeah, so to new parents, what was that? Couple $100 the first time, like maybe $500 the first time and $600 the second time. So $1,100 bucks. Is that right?
Yeah. And like per
per child. So
it's per child. It's 600 this time per child.
Yeah. So if you had twins in 2020 or triplets,
let me rephrase that. It's 600 per qualifying child.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, you got to meet that income max out limits, and I know most people do, but. So anyway, it's just something to think about. I thought that was good news for new parents, because you can always use cash when you got newborns. Well, you can always use cash, period. But $1,100. So and if you got the second one, maybe you didn't get the first one, they say when you file your taxes, be sure to include that, and that's when you'll get it. So I thought that was kind of some good news maybe for parents.
And we'll see what happens, you know, when the administration change, if they do it again. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? I'm for people getting help when it's not your fault, but I am also a money, dollars and cents finance man. And I have everything, Ms. Christie, on a budget.
Yeah.
And there's only one way I blow the budget. One. And it's only one. And that is a redirect from God.
Yeah, in giving.
In giving.
Yeah.
Other than that, I try to be fiscally sound. There is a point in time of no return.
As far as America's budget, I think we're not past the point of no return, Brother Roger.
I would say that we are probably there, but I also would say that God is gracious.
Amen.
And so far, we've got interest rates very low. And what usually happens is the fallout of a stimulus usually is inflation.
Yeah. You'll start seeing things go up. And the interest rate, I saw one of the headlines today. You know, interest rates have been at historic lows, and they've been sitting there all last year.
Like at 2.something%. You just can't beat it.
No, there's no way. We haven't seen those since, what was it, the 50s,
but
maybe?
Housing has gone up.
The housing market has exploded. The prices of things have skyrocketed. There are limited things available. So it has been a crazy year, and a lot of people refinancing and things like that. But I saw today where they said the interest rate had inched up just a bit. And I didn't read the article and see where it went to. So I don't know if that's a sign of what we're going to see in 2021. But I don't know. Will
what hurt is I have a money market account, and it's got funds that is to help Melody should something happen to me. Well, until COVID hit, I was getting some wonderful interest on that, and it didn't just cut in half; it cut in half again.
Yeah. Well, things like that, money market accounts, those interest things, they tanked really bad. So, you know, you think you have to look at the whole picture when you're saying, oh, it's good, good, good. There are negative sides of that as well.
And it depends on your thought process in economics. But I've taught economics and studied it. And economics is complex. But there are laws that govern it. And you break the laws and the old adage that we used to say, you know, you rob Peter to pay Paul, and then all of a sudden Peter and Paul are both broke.
Yep. Yeah, it is. There are checks and balances when you're looking at economics. If this goes up, this will likely come down, and vice versa. So, because look what we saw oil do, you know.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Who'd have thought that?
You know, the bottom dropped out of it. So it is what it is, and we will see how things moderate or how they change as we go into 2021. Another change I was reading about in Henderson County, when schools go back, it's all virtual.
Yes, all virtual.
Yeah, they decided that just recently, and I watched an interview with one on the school board and others, and they said basically the problem was not necessarily the children getting sick. It was having enough staff to run the schools. And so that was one of the driving factors, according to the interview. But
and that's Henderson.
Yeah, just Henderson.
Greenville County said they're going to stay going in person. And the spokesperson said, we have better safety protocols in place here. So for 7 hours a day, they're going to be more protected than if they were out there. And that's their reasoning. And have you seen that system that Greenville has, that multiplex four-way cross that they put on a table that allows them to be closer than 6 feet, but yet have a big, thick shield between them?
It protects them.
That's ingenious.
Oh, it's brilliant. And, you know, one thing with offices or cubicles, as some people call them. My kids went through Christian school their whole lives and went through ACE and did school that way. And so they had they had kind of their individual space, I guess I could call it. So a lot of those type spaces are being utilized now. A lot of schools are doing that. And Henderson County, it's just through February 1st right now. So it's for the month of January. And they said that they're going to touch back again on January 25th and reevaluate the plan and see what they feel then.
And that's probably to get past Christmas and New Year's holiday to see the bump. Because at one point we had really skyrocketed, which is what leads us to believe that something will happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is, in fact, I am hearing more and more, even in the mountains. There's a story about moving patients from Mission to Advent.
They did. They did.
So we've got it in the upstate. We've got it in the Western Carolinas, where we're starting to see what could become an overwhelming of the hospitals.
I saw, and this was last Thursday, I looked at a map that showed the ICU beds available in North Carolina and what percentage were occupied. And this is last Thursday in North Carolina, 80.5% of the ICU beds were taken. That was before the New Year's. So I don't know where it sits today, but nonetheless, much to pray about. And again, tomorrow, Governor Cooper will be speaking and we'll be carrying that live. We will double check on what time. Don't know that it's been published yet.
It hasn't.
Okay.
And while we're talking about that kind of thing, let me just say this. January is National Blood Donor Month.
Yeah.
And so if you can do that, the lives that you can save, if you're able, that would be something to think about, a good New Year's start.
And I would put out a plea, if you have had COVID and you've recovered and you're in fairly good health where you can I ask you to consider donating plasma? I firmly believe, of course it was the Lord that took care of me, but without plasma, I don't know that I would be here today. I took a great turn for the better after I received it. And so along with remdesivir, if I'm saying that correctly, and other things that I got in the hospital. But if you have the antibodies, you are a potential donor of plasma that could be turned around and used to help somebody else. So, and of course, blood, we always say can't manufacture that in a laboratory. It has to be given, and all types are needed. So please, you can go to redcrossblood.org. You can type in your zip code. It says find a donation site near me, and it'll give you all the information you need. Well, we want to have time for our song and for devotions today, and of course our swap shop items. If you have one for us today, give us a call, 828-884-9427, or email wgcr@icloud.com. And I'm just seeing this. I also want to mention something, Brother Roger. We got a beautiful card. I'll hold it. I can't tell where the camera is. Can you see that? Okay, yeah, we got it.
I can.
Okay, I was trying to show you the card. Beautiful card. It says, give thanks to the Lord for he is good. Of course, that's out of Psalms. And inside it says, a special thanks to you. It says, I won the grand prize at the Christmas party And I want to thank you for all the blessing that you are all the time. I listen every day. May God bless you all in the new year. Many thanks from Anita Allen. And I believe, if I'm looking at this return address, yep, McKaysville, and I hope I'm saying that right, McKaysville, Georgia, is where Miss Anita and her family live. So thank you for that sweet card, and I'm glad you got your gifts in the mail, and I pray you enjoy them.
Amen. Yes. Yeah. All righty. Well, someone's looking for a 1 to 3 year old house trained dog that would be sold, or if anyone has one to give away, call 606-3706-606-3706.
Looking for a handyman. Again, they're needing a handyman. If you'd like more information on what they've got in mind, 877-4455, 877-4455.
Well, just in time for talking about bad weather, we have a Generac XG800 or 8000E portable generator. It's an 8000 run with a 10,000 start, electric and manual start. It's got wheels. It's garage kept, used only 18 hours. They paid over $1,200 in 2014. They'll sell for $650. 779-6588. 779-6588.
And that's our items that I see for today. I did want to get out a quick birthday wish today on this 5th day of January. Today, Shania Morrow has a birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
And then Reverend Dan McCall, Balsam Grove. God bless you, Brother Dan, Miss Clara. Sweet people. Brother Dan is 85 years young today.
Well, congratulations, sir. Happy, happy birthday. I thought you were going to say it was their anniversary.
Yeah, well I threw Miss Clara in there. Yeah, I couldn't talk and not say hey to Miss Clara. But God bless you, Brother Dan, and also Shania. I hope y'all have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Well, Brother Roger, I do have your song here, so share your devotion with us, sir.
This actually came out of recording a Teaching Timeless Truth moment today. I'm sorry, a Teaching Timeless Truth broadcast. Down in April, when we get to April this year, we'll be in the book of Hebrews. And the book of Hebrews, chapter number 3, the first verse says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle," capital A, "and high priest," capital HP, "of our profession," Jesus Christ, "who was faithful to him that appointed him." Now, I just want to say that when you look at this verse, I titled the message, "Considering Jesus." And I had 10 points in that 30-minute broadcast of things in the chapter number 3 to consider. But I just want you to understand what the word "consider" means. It literally means to fix one's thoughts, mind, eyes, and attention on Jesus Christ. To concentrate, to grasp, and to focus, and to be attentive to anything he has for you to learn.
Amen.
And I just went nuts.
Yes.
I said, man, that consider him. And I actually had 2 songs that entered my mind. I heard Mrs. Rochester singing, "Keep Your Eyes on Jesus." But there's a hymn, beautiful, beautiful hymn, that says, "Oh soul, are you weary and troubled? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full." I love that. "Consider him. Look full in his wonderful face." Now listen. "And the things of earth will grow strangely dim."
Amen.
"In the light of his glory and grace."
Amen. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Light in the darkness you see. life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of I'm